Welcome to our Big Gay Date. My name is Dave Mosley.
My name is Carl Skeen.
And we are spending this December evening watching the Christmas classic Home Alone with Macaulay Culkin.
Because really, if you do a search for Christmas movies, the majority of them that come up are like really old black and whites.
Yeah.
You know, and then we get this, Home Alone 2, you get Scrooged. And then Disney movies, that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I was under the impression there were a lot more Home Alone movies.
Hundreds of Christmas movies that you see. You swear you see them year after year, but actually, when you drill down into it, there's not that many.
There's A Christmas Story. There's Die Hard. There's this, and there's Scrooged, and those are the four American Christmas movies.
Okay, is Scrooged right in that category? Really? It's a good film. I love it.
At least in my like age bracket.
Okay.
Here, and definitely my parents.
Okay. Cool. So, this is the third time we are watching this movie.
Don't tip the gaff, bro.
So no, let's just be straight up, because we might sound a little lethargic watching this movie, and it's because we've done this two times already, and for whatever reason, it's just not worked out. But
well, okay,
this will be the one where
this time I'm drinking White Russians nonstop.
Yeah. So you are gonna get cunted.
Yeah, which means you can just you
with the ones I'll sound like the smart one.
Yeah, and honestly, the one that they listen to can just be clips of the three various times.
Right.
So you can just pick the funniest, drunkest versions of each scene.
Just like a greatest hits.
Absolutely. Now, this guy, okay. He doesn't seem believable. That cop?
Mm-mm.
That shady-ass cop with the gold tooth?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Something's off about him immediately.
Yeah, if he was shaking a bell and asking for change for kids, I wouldn't give it to him. Now, he's a bratty little cunt, is what he... His parents suck, but he's pretty bratty.
Kind of, he's a dick in this introduction, definitely.
Yeah.
So you can kind of tell, like, if you didn't know the idea of the story, and you just believe that his parents just up and left, you could believe it, looking at him the evening before their big vacation.
Yeah.
You think, like, you know what? Well, fuck you.
I'm sure if we had more time with this family, like meeting the different characters,
we'd realize they're all kind of shitty.
I'm sure we would find at least one of those kids would make a better main character and is way less... makes less shitty decisions.
Sure.
Like, Kevin, why the fuck would you not grab a shopping cart? Think about it. I know I'm shooting like far forward, but
yeah.
Realistically,
uh-huh.
And I know that's like a little mom and pop grocery store, but you had a shopping cart to get to the cashier. I don't know. Fuck you, Fuller.
I want to see Fuller's story. Like, what does that kid get up to when he gets left alone?
I bet you Fuller, in like at age 20, I bet you he's got like a closet full of clothes that he doesn't want anyone else to know that he owns. Regardless of what those clothes are, if that is your bag, that's fine. But Fuller's totally one of those dudes. And it goes without saying, he probably likes either peeing on or at least having people urinate in his presence.
He is way too... it all starts at a young age.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Some of the fucked up shit that I liked when I was a little kid has turned into debilitating things as an adult. So, like, I can only imagine Fuller is fucked up.
It's like, put the Pepsi in your asshole and then just spray it. Is that actual French?
Les incompetents. She just called him incompetent.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Les incompetents.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she would just say
like that.
English
sounds like
word,
the kind of made up French that I would do.
Yeah. Like when people make up Spanish and add L and los to everything that's already English.
Yeah.
And then they when Spanish people look at them like they're retarded, they then say it louder.
Yeah.
Because. it's not that they only speak Spanish. It's that they're fucking deaf and yelling will get what you want.
That's international translation. Just say it louder.
Yeah.
If they still don't get it, smash up the place.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
You've tried your best. Now.
Yeah. Just stay in the European Union and you're good. They can all pretty much speak rudimentary English. You're good. Right? Just stay in the EU.
Yeah.
And Britain.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just looking at all the different kinds of kids we have in this family. And this is a bit, this is a big point of contention the last time we watched this, is like, how many fucking kids are there? We got way too hung up on trying to count the kids.
Yeah.
And like, but I'm just looking, like, you got ginger kids, you've got this guy that looks like a young David Levinson from Independence Day.
Fat kid is grown man in the ping pong movie with Christopher Walken.
Okay, right.
Yeah, that's fat kid on the right.
Okay. You know, you could tell people that Buzz grew up to be Abraham on The Walking Dead, and people would probably believe you.
yeah.
Just got that kind of, just that hair, I don't know. But yeah, all these kids have such a weird, just such a different look, and I think we worked out they are at most two families. So there's some,
that's a lot.
There's some outside the field play going on there.
Yeah, yeah. And that kid, the kid in the middle, looks like if he dyed his hair in like 10 years, he was Barb from Stranger Things.
I was going to say, he'd make such a pretty girl.
Because that's exactly how it works. If you were that creepy-ass dude in the street, though, wouldn't you just rock that? Wouldn't you, like, not start murdering people and, like, give them a reason to flip out, but, like, wouldn't you just start, like, doing shit that's just subtly shady?
Just standing around or, you know, taking your trash out at odd hours of the night and things like that.
Yeah.
Just rock it, yeah.
Start bagging it up like it, so it looks like a person.
Just hit it with, a shovel, like in The Burbs. Smack it with the shovel as you're cramming it into the trash can.
Bro, The Burbs is so good. The Burbs is so good. So weird that those Burbs are the, is Wisteria Lane.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. They didn't even change the houses. Yeah, Fuller's a little retarded.
Yeah.
That kid. Did we ever see him on anything else?
The pizza guy?
Mm-hmm.
No, but he looks like, if you were going to recast this movie this day, he looked like you'd put Jack Mayberry in there, you know?
Yeah. As it stands, it looked like when they finished making this movie, he went back to actually
going back
pizzas.
To Little Nero. Like, he's just there to cater for the set for the day.
Yeah. Oh, shit, we need a pizza guy. Oh, there's a real pizza guy. Fuck it.
We need to shoot the scene in 20 minutes or less. I've got an idea. Let's call a pizza guy. Worst case scenario, it's going to be free.
I want some fucking eggnog.
$122 on pizza. As well.
That's a lot of pizza. That is a lot. And considering when this was.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to think about how much gas was back then.
Who the fuck needs 10 pizzas?
There's at best 14 of them.
Yeah, does that mean every single one of you is going to eat over half a pizza? Okay, Fuller does not need that much pizza.
No. To be fair, though, I do. Like, that's how I rock it. I get a large pizza to myself, and I see it off.
My God. So. You are going to be so fat at one point later down the line.
It's just going to happen overnight, like Nutty Professor style. It's going to hit the tipping point, yeah. All right. The the milk going all over the tickets here is our subtle visual clue for the whole crux of the story here. There it is, with his name on. Nobody ever noticed it until like 4 years ago.
You little jerk.
This guy.
God. They're such a shitty family. Mm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 with Kevin, 11, Big 12, Pete. And mom is 13. But we think we worked out that we're 14. Am I right?
Yeah. We'll know during the airport scene.
That's true.
And during the counting.
Yes. Here we're fucking around with it, but they're actually going to do it for us later on. This is a patient cop. This should really kind of tip you off.
Yeah. And that too.
He's got that J.J. Abrams mouth.
Yeah, normal cops just don't try and look Italian as fuck. This one's out of sorts.
So Joe Pesci, when I saw this, I was not familiar with Goodfellas and all that sort of stuff, so I wasn't aware he was supposed to be a hard man. Is that why this kind of works for him as a role? You know, he's supposed to be the tough bad guy, but here he is in the bumbling buffoon.
Okay, true story, Casino, Goodfellas, those are all amazing. I didn't give two shits till I was older. Yeah. So my whole childhood, I only knew Joe Pesci from this. I would assume that is the case. I would assume that is why. But I honestly have no fucking idea, bro. I just good casting. Joe Pesci, you love to hate him. He's such an icky dude when he wants to be. Even, what was it, Goodfellas or Casino, where he got whacked and buried out in the corn? Bro, that was so satisfying, because every time he did something, like, you just hated his character more and more.
Okay. This is a sweet-ass attic.
Oh, absolutely it is, yeah.
Certainly
is great.
Worst places to be banished.
Yeah.
Thank God I don't put it. If you want to punish the kid, send me down to the fucking basement with the furnace that he's scared of.
Hey, you don't have to. Is Fuller coming up there?
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, but if Fuller didn't come up there, then that's a fantastic place to be.
But if
Fuller had to sleep up there, and then Fuller snuck out of bed without waking your bitch ass up, Fuller's a cocksucker. Just a thought.
But I mean, if that's what if they get his own bedroom that looks like that because he wets the bed, like, fuck, I'd have done that years ago.
Yeah, bro. That's probably what that smile's about. He's probably looking at him going, bro, you don't get it. You just do dumb shit and they give you things.
I don't even need to go, but I do it because I get the sweet bedroom all to myself. There's like 10 fucking kids in this house. Hell, although I'm sure, looking at the size of it, they each have their own room as well.
Oh, yeah.
God, pizza delivery guy got a nice tip, and he didn't even pick up their... Oh, wait, unless they hit the fuck... No, he did pick up the statue, right?
Yeah.
The running joke is that these guys have also run into the statue. Uh-huh. You would think they would move the statue by now.
Yeah.
That's twice in a 12-hour period.
Yeah. Peter! What the fuck are they wearing matching pajamas? People do that? Like, I own joke pajamas, but do people actually wear matching, like, satin or silk PJs?
I sleep naked, so...
Thank you. Kid, it's a waste.
Now, from here, that kid definitely looks like, you know, the kind of shit that Kevin McAllister would wear. Do you think he just idolizes him? He's just trying to. He's one of those kids who's just trying to be like him, so he buys the same shit as him. And
oh, the poor kid across the street that's going to Orlando and not Paris because he can't afford Paris?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
He's like, I want to be like that kid. That kid gets all the fun shit.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, I'm just like you, Kevin.
But at this point in time, there wasn't a Disney in Paris, right? So theoretically, Orlando could be more expensive.
No, 1990, I think that's right around the time it opened. Because I remember going there as a very young kid, around 4 or 5, which would have been around 1990, 1991. Mm-hmm. We went to Austria on like a ski trip or something for like, I don't know, a few days. And then on the way back, my parents actually surprised us and we stopped at Disney in Paris for a few days, which was fucking awesome as a kid. Like, I totally understand those YouTube videos where the parents surprise the kids and tell them they're going to Disney and the kids go fucking ape shit over it. I completely understand because I've been there. Yeah. Not knowing you're going to Disney in Paris until you're right there at the fucking gates. That was amazing. Were you watching the counting, by the way?
Yeah, she said there was 11 kids.
And 4 parents.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The plot
still, way too much pizza for that many.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
If you're telling me that your kids all eat the same portions as the adults do, mm-hmm. give or take, your kids should be fatter.
Unless Buzz is such a bully, he just eats everybody's share.
Which I would not be surprised if it was like being in the yard in prison, mm-hmm. and he just kind of shuffles over
like,
and
give
grunts.
Give me your dessert.
And, yeah.
could not do this in a post 9/11 world.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
I don't care how late you are. You're missing your flight.
Uh huh. Although I have had a flight held for me within the last like couple years.
Oh, lordy fucking duh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you pull the don't you know who I am card?
No, I called.
Oh.
I called and I overslept and they were just really chill. And I get on the plane and apparently...
What fucking lax airline is this? They're like, oh, you're late? You have a
fucking Delta
okay.
out of Miami,
we'll hold
bro.
It. We're not going anywhere.
Yeah, and they just kind of... chilled out of the gate, and apparently they fucking told everybody because like I get on the plane and there are these dudes like applauding me all smart ass shit.
Over the intercom like, sorry guys, fucking Carl.
Yeah, God. I would have rather missed my flight
than have to walk in there and have the condescending clap.
Yeah, it wouldn't have cost me extra. I would have just been hanging out in the airport.
You still have your pride and your dignity.
Yeah, at the end of the day, that's what you want to keep. Everything else is replaceable.
Yeah.
You can't ever.
But what strangers think of you, you can't take that back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro.
You can't change that.
Now. Yeah. Once they take your self-esteem from you, you can't just take that back.
So, consider, what do you think they just cleared up really good the night before? Because they did not have time to clear up that house this morning.
Oh, no, absolutely not. Yeah, probably. Well, I mean, they got to because of the soda that was spilled.
Uh-huh.
He went up to bed all, like, alone, and his uncle... probably sat down there scrubbing away, just like mumbling about that fucking little
what
jerk.
Little jerk.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I used to have that. Well, my mom used to have that hanging vegetable basket. It's so weird.
She can't hear you up there.
She can't hear you over all that stock footage. Put in your purse. Little fucking dumbass Frank. Fucking Frank. God.
Such a cheap bastard.
Yeah. Yeah. And
probably not paying a fucking penny. It's just his rich brother or whatever.
Absolutely. His rich brother-in-law.
Treating the whole family. He's probably got more fucking kids than the main family do.
Yeah. I feel like if he was blood related, he'd be cooler. I think that he is married. I think that the wife and his wife are like sis. Because he's totally like asshole married into the
he's
family.
He's the asshole brother-in-law. Yeah. Right.
And nowadays, he would be named Chad.
Okay.
You know? Fucking Chad.
Freeloading Chad, bringing his family of 8 kids to join R3.
Yeah, bro.
We wind a little, a small intimate trip over to Paris, and now I'm paying for 15 fucking people.
Yeah, don't bring your kids here. Open like a roadside vegetable stand or something. Buzz with his fucking iced tea poster. That old ass singer sewing machine.
Teeny tiny nooses.
Were those really nooses?
There's a creepy doll, a creepy clown doll right down there. This is a nightmare factory down here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and the monster furnace. Don't forget the...
Look at the mannequins.
Yeah, yeah. There is a sentient appliance with magma in its belly. Kevin.
Get in my belly. So, what is it about this film that we love so much? Why is it such a classic? Is it because it's like that? What's the touch? Is it the John Hughes touch that he has?
You know, yeah,
it's just a solid family movie, isn't it?
Yeah, and aside from the grainy-ass stock footage, once the family's gone, it's really, like, timeless, mm-hmm. I think. And the fact that Macaulay Culkin just kind of went dark and then, like, works so infrequently that all we really remember him from is this,
uh-huh.
is also good. Because when you think of Macaulay Culkin, you don't think of, like, if you mention Macaulay Culkin to somebody, they don't think of him in the wheelchair and Save. They don't think of him with, like, Seth Green in Party Monster.
They think of his band with his covers about pizza.
Yeah, they think of tiny Macaulay Culkin in uh-huh. Home Alone, or stringy-haired Macaulay Culkin from that funny-ass YouTube video that he did.
Where he plays Kevin McAllister, like, yeah. 20 years later, yeah. Which is the Home Alone 3 we all want to see, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, strung out Kevin McAllister reconnects with his distant son.
Yeah.
To teach him the ways.
I want to
Rocky style.
Bro, for real. Yeah, yeah. Fuck it. Let strung out Kevin McAllister come back home and see his old ass parents and then have Marv and what's his face show up, but let's do it like super adult. Make it be like the Strangers and the Purge. And not so physical comedy. Because it's like with the director's, the fucking special edition Batman vs. Superman where, like, they added actual, like, blood to uh-huh. all the Batman punches and yeah, now yeah. it's, like, vicious.
Yeah.
If somebody were to go through and just add blood splatter to everything that Kevin does to these guys, it's a totally different
movie. I'd be surprised if someone hasn't done that, actually.
Right?
It's got to be on YouTube.
It has to.
Like the iron to the face and shit, yeah.
Yeah.
It's got to be on there. We'll check that out.
Because I've seen people, like, talking about the injuries and how, like, both of those dudes should
have
died.
Oh, you'd break,
like,
this many bones. And, yeah. This would be brain damage. He wouldn't be walking, blah, blah, blah. But let's see it.
Yeah.
I just love this movie. It's such a classic of just so fun, especially watching it as a kid growing up. It's kind of fantasy fulfillment, you know? Because we all wanted to be Home Alone.
Also, like, yeah. When you're a little kid, mm-hmm. there's a certain age where, like, you discover Legos and Lincoln Logs and the game Mousetrap. And uh-huh. Mousetrap, as an adult, sucks.
Yeah.
Because it's fucking boring, and you have to, like, set it up, and then at the end you have to account for all the pieces. But when you're a little kid,
you just get to play and have fun.
Yeah, you don't care about the game. You just want to set that thing up and then drop the marble in and make it work. To this day, I don't remember the rules of Mousetrap, but I remember.
Is it first one to the end, or first one to the end loses? Because the Mousetrap is at the end. It's a weird game.
Yeah, I feel like you want to end up with the cheese because I remember there being mice or mouses.
Yeah,
meese. So I feel like Kevin in this, he got to, like, design his own crazy kid
Rube Goldberg style machine where you
yeah, physics don't matter.
Each little trap is just leading them towards the bigger, better trap.
yeah. Oh, we're gonna go across this rope. He wants us to go through that house. Fuck that shit. Do you really think that the kid is going to build omnidirectional traps? Do you think he's got traps in the same spots but set for you to be going downstairs too?
Yeah, right.
Like, really?
We never actually see what his big, I wonder if he did have, like, a big finale planned. Because he is kind of, like, he runs through that house. Was he planning for it to be flooded at the end? He certainly wasn't expecting that guy to be there to save him, to pull him out of the fire.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if he had, like, one big finale set up somewhere. Though he never got to do because they catch him at that point.
Yeah, he would have been fucking golden if he just grabbed his big ass like cordless telephone and hung out in that tree like treehouse. Cut the rope and then pry off like the bottom like board or two so they can't like get up.
These guys can't climb through a window or climb up a set of stairs without fucking themselves up.
Yeah,
I'm pretty
they're
sure
not, like running.
Yeah. If you take the steps off of the tree, I don't think they're climbing it.
Yeah, there's not a single scene in this where Joe Pesci sprints anywhere. I'm 29 years old. I've seen my father run at a brisk jog twice in my life. And one of those times was because I threw like a big-ass grasshopper on him. So I think that if he were to just either stay in the treehouse or just maintain...
You can just wait them out.
Yeah, wait them out or just maintain like a brisk jog and you're good.
Kind of like in The Walking Dead.
Yeah. You more got to worry about Marv's crazy ass than Joe Pesci and his gold toofy.
Sure.
And physically, this shouldn't work.
No.
Right? He should have hit wall. And
yeah, the angle is not there.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, he's bending bullets there.
Yeah, and then he manages to go like super crazy, but then he misses like the tree and I don't know. He should have Sony Bono'd into that wall. Like, before he even got out of the house. No, you didn't do anything because y'all are helicopter parents. You had that other little girl
count
for
you. Yeah, this is what you get for putting a 12-year-old girl in charge.
Yeah, you see that look? That looks, shut the fuck up, Frank.
Is this our first introduction to, like, who he actually is? It is, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's all coming together now.
It's like, wait... the cop gets off work and then puts on a bunch of wool and it's so itchy.
Boom. Now, these are some specific questions he asked in order to get this information.
Yeah. See, and now there's the age of I'm just going to leave my laptop open, and if somebody walks into my house and it senses motion, that video is... This franchise wouldn't really work nowadays.
It's dead on arrival.
Yeah.
For one thing, all the phones are down. Just Facebook message your kid. Hey, you okay? Question mark.
Hey, 911, I'm sending you pictures right now of the two dudes that are robbing my house.
Yeah.
My kid is in the treehouse outside. Here's their pictures. Here's pictures of them grabbing my stuff. Here's pictures of my stuff.
And the pictures may not show it, but they are black, if that gets you here any faster.
That'll totally get them there faster. Well, it all depends on what side of town you're on, too.
The rich white side of town, by the looks of this movie.
Yeah, you gotta specify that, though. And what, is this Chicago? It's gotta be Chicago.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah.
Wait, John Hughes?
Yeah.
Didn't
Where's
he do...
Where's this stuff usually set?
Chicago?
Chicago the Musical?
No. did he do Ferris Bueller as well?
Yeah.
Chicago.
Okay, that's his scene. Yeah. All right. 16 Candles and Breakfast Club, all that sort of stuff. Yeah.
I don't know where Breakfast Club was set, but it totally looks like it. Those kids sounded like it could be in Chicago.
Right. And they were delinquent, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now these days you got proximity lights that turn on anytime someone walks near it. Like, would that be enough to scare them off?
Hell no. See, but you're not trying to stop people from getting into your house, because there's no lock that's going to do that. You're just trying to inconvenience them enough that they don't want to waste time getting into your house.
Not worth the risk.
Yeah. Yeah. I had my storage unit broken into.
Oh, no way.
And, yeah, it was
a bummer. Is this an old
story? It happened, I don't know, months ago.
Oh, okay.
My storage unit got broken into, and I was so worried, because I've got, like magic, like I've got like collectible like books and shit that are worth like thousands of dollars, but sure. If you're not a collector, you're not gonna know.
You're not
gonna
know what it is,
and
yeah.
That's what I was fucking banking on,
right?
So I get to my storage unit, and mine of like 20 all got robbed, and most everybody else is missing shit, and I open my unit up, nothing, because it just looked like a bunch of books and bullshit. I'm like, oh, if you would have moved all these books, you would have seen this vintage Ringling Brothers Burned Alive illusion over here. There's a baby coffin right here. Nope, nothing got taken. Although they could have laid eyes on the baby coffin and went, never mind.
This guy's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I don't want to open it. I don't want to be part of it. They opened the door and then they closed the door. That's what it looked like they did, though. Like, nothing was moved. It looked like they literally opened it, took one look.
Like, they're scanning, looking for, like, TVs or something.
Yeah, you grab the expensive shit that you can carry straight out mm-hmm. the gate. If you need a U-Haul to, like, offload a bunch of shit, and then what do you do with that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Man. The fact that I'm a pack rat and don't really have big electronics definitely worked in my favor. See, and I wonder, fucking murdering old man Wilson, I wonder what...
Murdering Murphy?
Yeah, I wonder what's going through his head right now. Isn't this family supposed to be gone? What the fuck is little Jit doing here?
It's true. He's like the only guy left in the whole street, right?
Yeah.
He's the only one who doesn't go on vacation.
And later when you talk to him, he really sounds like the most intelligent, down-to-earth, like... not out of touch person
mm-hmm.
in the entire movie.
Yeah.
Like, these cops, the kids' parents, everyone seems comically out of touch with how they really would be. Except for John Candy.
Yeah.
He really just seems like a dude that's seen some shit and knows to keep positive. Is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles a Christmas movie, or is that a Thanksgiving movie?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I'll find that out.
All right. Meanwhile, I'm going to try and think of, like, again, the points we pick for our favorite scenes here while there's this exposition going on. So I do something in December called the Advent Mini Bar, which you're going to be joining me for tonight. The Advent Mini Bar is a very simple concept. It is... every day in December, like, because you have advent calendars over here, right, with little chocolates and stuff behind the doors every morning. Like, it's for kids, you open the door,
yeah.
And a little chocolate and shit.
Yeah.
They're big in the UK. Never really kind of see them over here in the stores. But, you always have it as a kid in the UK. Every morning is like the first thing you look forward to in the morning when you wake up. Before school, you wake up super early just to do it. You open the door, you have a little chocolate. It's awesome. Best start to the day. Still fun as an adult, but you know what's even better? Hard liquor. So the idea of the Advent Mini Bar, I started it in 2010. So this is year 7 now. I've done it without fail. And it's a very simple concept. Different shot of alcohol, different shot of liquor every day in December. Or the first 24 days of December, leading up to Christmas Day.
You fucking slacker, you can't pull the last 6 days?
No, that's just the way the advent calendar kind of works. It's the thing that leads up to Christmas Day.
Okay.
So I'm just sticking with the tradition.
Okay, okay.
Chocolate as a kid, fucking great. Liquor.
Chocolate as an adult.
Fucking great as well.
Fucking great.
Liquor, every single day. It's for me at least, somebody who doesn't really drink that much liquor. I don't do shots too often, you know. I just drink beer. That's my vice. I can drink a shit ton of beer, but when it comes to shots, that's usually what ends up taking me down. So I get pretty fucking miserable around this time of the year.
A lot of people get miserable around Christmas,
but I bring it on myself. So that's what we're going to be doing tonight. So
what are we doing?
We're going to do some Kahlua, I guess. Because that's all I got kind of lying around right now. And I haven't done it yet, and I know I can't get my wife to
Have
do
you
it,
never so. Drank Kahlua?
No, I did. I've done Kahlua like, a couple of years ago, I think.
This is the first time I've ever heard of Kahlua being like by itself in a shot glass.
Well, it's not supposed to be something fun. It's supposed to be like a gauntlet, you know, like just something you run through. So, yeah, like...
Do some of those chocolates have like fucking... A lot
it's
of
just
like
cocoa
pepper
beans
in them,
and shit. Yeah, it's
yeah
like, it's
does
not...
one of them have heroin in it? Yeah. Like, what is the gauntlet?
It's you know, blue curacao is something that you typically would mix with any kind of other alcohol or mixer or whatever. I'll just do blue curacao straight.
Would you just do a shot of grenadine?
No, because that's not actually alcoholic, is it? It's just a syrup, right?
But that sounds like a gauntlet. Yes, I'm sure. I'm fairly confident that is just the syrup.
Yeah. No, that's no fun. But you'd like a lot of things that are supposed to be mixed with shit. Like my wife is always saying, let's do a Jaeger bomb. I'm like, sure. Jaeger bomb, hold the soda, whatever the fuck. Like, let's just do the Jägermeister. Because I don't want to fucking dilute it.
Oh, I'll do some ice cold Jaeger shots all day, bro. All right. Jaeger warm is fucking disgusting.
That it is.
Yes. I'm okay with Jaeger bombs. Irish car bombs freak me out because I'm not like a chugger.
Yeah.
And I just don't like that in a week it could be cheese consistency.
Yeah.
I'm just not a fan. Now, if they did redo Home Alone, and for some reason the concept worked, that would not be a tarantula. That would be a huntsman.
What's a huntsman? Oh, just different kind of spider.
The big
mean?
Australian house spiders that you see on the internet that are like 8 inches and attack people's cats. And
okay. No, you know, it would be like a snake or something, just so it could be in 3D and it could snarl at the screen and shit, like when it sneaks up on the burglars at the end.
Yo.
Any excuse.
My this guy that I met out in London that makes like swords and shit that I was telling you about, he's got is it centipedes? They're centipedes and millipedes. They have like the like 100 pairs of shoes.
Yeah, centipede.
Okay. It's the centipede, but it's like a foot long, and he's got like 8 of them, and feeds like live shit to like mammals to them.
So the shit from like Skull Island.
Bro, it is the he told us about it, did not believe him. Then he's just posting shit on his Facebook. And I'm like, bro, you got fucking like jungle centipedes.
Monsters.
Yeah. Fucking, it's the scariest thing, bro. I can't have an animal like that. Mm. Hear about the dude that died in his house and had like all these reptiles and like insects and shit. Mm. And he died in his house and like lived on his own, didn't call anybody. Mm-hmm. And then all the reptiles and insects over time just kind of got out of terrariums and feasted on the body.
Oh my God.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. It only takes a couple days before a cat will turn on you.
Oh yeah.
Take absolutely. Over a week for a dog.
If a bear's hungry, he'll eat.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. If you die in your house, your cat's going to start feasting on your lips first.
Yeah.
Don't smile at me like that, you pedo. I've been watching Peep Show.
Oh, okay.
So, little kids calling adults pedos is really funny. Hey, what are you drinking? Is that soda? Can I have some of your soda? Give me a soda. Okay, fine. Well, are you a pedo? Oh, God.
There's a joke in IT Crowd. There's a character that somebody starts dating, and his name is Peter File. And immediately when you hear the full name, or someone's like, who's a pedophile? And they're like, in America it's called a pedophile. You should move to America. And someone announces a name over an airplane, over an airline, like Kinsey Calm is like, would a pedophile please report to them? He's like, drug goes up, I'm pedophile. He's running through the airport.
God. I once knew when I was in the Navy, I knew a dude that was a cop before he was in the military, and his name...
Hang on, let's just look at this handing off of duty here. Jimmy, stop that boy. Jimmy runs 5 feet outside. Hey, officer, stop that boy.
Hey, fat cop. Yeah.
I'm not allowed to cross the street, so...
But yeah, I knew this cop whose last name was Hogg with two G's.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he would just, when he like dealt with like teenagers, he would make it a point to kind of puff his chest out and get his name tag as close to you as possible.
Uh-huh.
And would just wait. And uh-huh. if you took the bait and made fun of the pig named Hogg, he would make your life hell. But if you didn't take the bait, he was that cop that like if he pulled you over with like a bag of weed, he'd make you and your friends smoke the whole bag and then send you on your way.
Drive safe.
Yeah, as long as you're not like driving drunk, if it's like weed or some shit, I'm sure a lot of them got better shit to do. But if your name's Hogg and you're a pig, all bets are off.
Do it. I fucking dare you do it.
The Soggy Bandits. Now, were they still the Soggy Bandits in the second one?
It's the Wet Bandits.
Every time.
The Soggy Bandits just sounds like... like if you're gonna do like Home Alone Babies version or something, like when Marvin and Harry are like little kids in the nursery and they're in detention or something, you know, they're in a timeout, they decide to make a little group called the Soggy Bandits, and you just stuff toilet paper down the toilets or something, just flush them, try and overflow the bathrooms in the preschool. It's the Wet Bandits, and then it's the Sticky Bandits in the next one.
Oh. Well, it should be the Soggy Bandits. It really rolls off the tongue. It ties the film together. This fucking kid. Oh.
He's just head down. Things can't get any worse for me. It said dodge. You're supposed to dodge. Now, they could have just kept on driving, and the rest of their week would have been so much easier.
Yeah. Just kept on driving, drove right over to the house, drop mm-hmm. the body off, take the shit. Way to telegraph your emotions, you little punk ass.
I'd love to play poker with Kevin McAllister. So yeah, favorite point of this movie. I feel like it's got to be one of the murder scenes at the end.
Yeah, once they start getting fucked up.
I want to pick something that happens earlier, just because I want to kind of space these shots out a little bit.
Mm.
So, I mean, do you have a favorite moment that you're going for? Is it like is it stepping on the nail? Is that your go-to for this one?
No, because that's what I did last time.
Okay.
And it was not as fulfilling as I remember.
Okay, sure.
Maybe the burn to the top of the head.
Okay.
Just because it feels
just
not
a scream.
Good. Yeah, it feels squirmy.
Yeah. And you breathe fire. Like, how does that? How does that freak you out? Have you ever set fire to your face?
Yeah, that's why.
Right. So you feel for the guy.
Yeah, I was wasted at a party and ran out of blowout fluid, which has a higher combustion temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And I was using the wrong fluid, which has a very low flash point,
mm-hmm.
The kind that you're supposed to just dip your torches in. So I go to do this blowout, and the flame comes back on my face. Now, I'm This shit is now dripping down my face. I've still got like a mouthful of it like in my mouth, and now my face is on fire. So I can't blow out more because then it's just going to fucking burn more. So
right.
I swallow the fluid that's all like in my mouth. I swallow all this goddamn like kerosene, camp fuel, whatever. And then whenever I opened my mouth to take a breath, and mind you, I had taken off running like right when I started burning. Because like you're, I just anything, you know, drop and roll is not going to cut it when you're not wearing like a hat or nothing.
Yeah.
So I take off running away from help like a dumbass and I swallow this
fluid. No, it's okay. I got it.
And I go to take like a breath. And when I take a breath, the fire on my face lights the fumes and burns all the way down my throat, like into my lungs. My face is on fire for 7 seconds before they put me out, which doesn't sound like a lot.
But it feels like an eternity, I imagine.
Yo, for real. If you try and hold a lighter under your hand for more than like 2 seconds, and it's a motherfucker, you know? And I had a gig the next day, and I looked... The next day was the first day I put on clown makeup because I looked so fucked up.
Oh, really? That's how.
Yeah.
That's kind of how
it started?
And then
it just kind of stuck.
That's really cool, man. That worked out well for you.
Yeah, it was good. Because
your clown face makes way more money than your regular face.
Yeah, my regular face is not bookable at all. I'm obviously an asshole. I can paint emotion and charisma on top of it so that you can't see my utter contempt for the majority of people I'm talking to when I'm working.
When you take the makeup off, people look at you like you're a burn face.
Absolutely. Yeah. 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 It's bad, man. It's bad. Nice. One of my homies, they ended up throwing me into the car and made Audra drive, and he ends up giving her like a wad of cash, and he gives her like a list of all this like aloe and bullshit that she's supposed to pick up.
Uh-huh.
And takes me home, and we had just started dating too, and now she's got to stay awake all night making sure I don't die and like putting this shit on me every hour. And that's when she discovered I sleep with my eyes open. And when you think somebody's going to die and you keep looking down and they're not moving and their eyes are open, it'll fuck with your night.
Oh, man.
He's like, Frank, I'm on the phone. Back the fuck off. He fucking hates Frank, bro.
We're right down the street from Disneyland Paris, and we can't fucking go. All because, to be honest, I think it was you, young lady, that couldn't count the fucking kids. So why you're?
It was not her. It was the older one.
Oh,
it was the oldest girl, the one with the Ronnie Millsap hair. That's such a dated reference. Oh my god. How do you fucking know who Ronnie Millsap is?
And there goes the statue. Yeah, why not? So this is a family that spent $122 on pizza like 2 nights ago, and now this little kid's about to rip him off for $12. He's just getting one pizza. And that's probably why he's fucking running over here, because he's like, man, this family, I made bank last time. Can't wait to see what they tip me here. And now, like, is he not the slightest bit fucking suspicious that there seems to be some whacking going on? $12 exactly. There is no change. In fact, you probably shortchanged him if we're including tax. I'm trying to think of what my favorite part of the movie would be if it happens before all of the the murdering, the murderizing. Because we've had most of the fun stuff now. Now it starts to get a little too real for him. I think it's going to be really close to yours, I'm afraid. But I'm going to pick the part where he starts running home. Just because I love the musical score in that scene.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Carol of the Bells, but it's kind of like a thumping, rising anthem.
Almost. Yeah, it's fucking motivating is what it is. Yeah,
exactly.
So trains, plane, or plane, that movie with three forms of transportation and John Candy was a Thanksgiving movie.
Okay.
Also, it is directed by John Hughes.
Okay.
And surprise, surprise, they're trying to get back to Chicago.
Uh-huh. There we go.
Wilbur.
Some gentle comedy. Who's that?
Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson. Right, yeah. Right.
Yeah. Johnny Carson. Johnny's the shit.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 kids of theirs. Wow. Okay.
So 7?
6. 5 kids of theirs, 6 kids of the other family.
Fucking Frank, bro. Fucking Frank. Stop dipping your dick in the inkwell if you can't afford it. God. Yeah, I saw you did your Black Friday shopping.
Yeah.
Did you just do it on the internet?
I did. I had all my Black Friday shopping done by 5 a.m. on Thursday morning. Because it all went live at midnight on Thursday. Stores didn't even open until 6 p.m. on Thursday, and I had it all done 12 hours earlier. And then I just watched it all arrive, like, in the next week.
See, I was watching, I forget what late night show, but they had, and it should not hurt you because you did not shave anything, dumbass. Anyway, I was watching a late show, and Bill Burr was on it, and he was talking about Black Friday and how, like, just in his mind, there is nothing they sell in Walmart that is worth getting trampled over. Like, yeah. There's literally nothing, like, and people just beat their fellow man down for... Like, shit.
Yeah.
He's like, why can't you, instead of trampling people, why can't you just admit that you can't afford it at normal prices and then just wait and go back in a couple days like a fucking adult? Like, bitch. Like, all right. Okay, cool.
I've never experienced that kind of rush in a Black Friday. I've seen the lines. Certainly, I've waited in some fucking lines in my time. But
I always
never
see
seen
video
the,
of the fights. I've never seen them
in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Starting
everyone's pretty normal.
I was really disappointed by all my black, like my very first Black Friday experience, having like grown up in the UK where Black Friday isn't even a thing because obviously we don't have Thanksgiving.
But Americans, as far as everyone else is concerned, we come strapped on Black Friday.
Yeah, I'm like, man, I'm looking forward to seeing some violence, and it was the most courteous experience I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Orderly lining, like there's less complaining about standing in a line on Black Friday than there is when someone fucking takes 11 items into the 10 items or less line at Walmart on any other fucking day. So I was like let down. And then last year we made the mistake of actually going out on Black Friday and going to things like Toys R Us, where people actually want to get those doorbusters, and stood in line for like 45 minutes to buy something that we did not need to. We could have just bought it online. So, yeah, this year I did it all way before them.
So we went, my mom has been collecting money at her job for, like, Toys for Tots. And, like, the whole office has been, like, I think now they've got, like, 13 or 14 bicycles in, like, the office that they have to, like, deliver. You know, like, fuck all the other departments. We brought this many bicycles, you know? So she called me because I was already going to Walmart, and she's like, hey, I'm going to Walmart, and I can't carry five bicycles to check out myself. You want to help out? So I go and help out, and we take them to the, we're paying at the automotive section, you know, because parked around the side, because it's way easier to not battle people at the front with.
Yeah, no one thinks about going in through the side door.
Yeah, yeah, and as long as I'm not going, like, later on in the night, and I'm not, like, carrying a bunch of groceries, I don't care going through that register. But there were these two little girls in this cart that was, like, right in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
And mom, the little girl's mom, was talking to the cashier and had, no matter what those little girls did, no matter how loud they went, and yelled for no fucking reason, talking to no one, the mom paid them no attention because clearly she does this every day and has learned to tune those little fuckers out. Okay. So I'm hanging out with my mom, and Audra is behind mom with our cart, you know, and we realized something, that if little kids are just screaming for no reason, they get away with it. Even if they're shitty behaved, they just fucking get away. What are you going to do, reprimand somebody else's kid?
Sure.
You're not that kind of person.
Yeah.
But if an adult was doing that, you would cross the street.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Sure, yeah.
So I just started yelling, like, exactly what they yelled, but, like, 3 seconds behind. So little girl would look at the other little girl and go, ah! And then 3 seconds later, I would go, ah! Oh, my God. The look of fear in this little bitch's face. Oh, God. But it just, yeah, it. I now know what to do. Don't stare at their mom like you fucking shitty parent.
Do your
parent.
Job, yeah. Yeah. Are you going to say something?
Just
you
do it.
Just mimic them.
Yep. Okay?
And just let the kids get, like, freaked out.
Yeah. I always admire parents whose, like, kid starts to throw a tantrum in, like, a store, and then the parent will start throwing, like, an even worse tantrum and, like, lay on the ground and, like, pound their fist and scream and shit. And the kid's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Get up. You're embarrassing me.
Yeah.
My wife does that with one of our friends' kids. Like, not so much now, but when they were younger and they were in that phase of, like, oh, I want this, blah, blah, blah. Her response was to just, fight fire with fire and just be like, oh my God, it's so annoying when you whine. Oh, like, and the kids are just like, oh shit, yeah, it is. Like,
yeah, you got to teach them the feeling of embarrassment.
Yeah.
I don't want you to feel embarrassment at school, but I don't want to be embarrassed because of you, so.
Yeah. It's a two-way street, kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's learn this now. Let's establish the ground rule.
Now, he just lit fireworks inside of that kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that kitchen should be way smokier than it's let on to be.
Definitely some, like, alarm going off.
Yeah. Yeah. Or at least smoke billowing out of places.
Mm-hmm.
Did that once when I was a kid.
Lit fireworks in a house?
We used to gut fireworks and then, like, make casings. Because we used to make model rocket engines. So, like, we would, like, buy a bunch of, like, different types of fireworks and then cut, like, ones that silver sparkle and, like, put them into this and these, like, over here, you know? And so we'd do it in the apartment. And I had all these, like, white Frisbees on the table where I would, like, individually, like, each different, like, firework insides went on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had this other one where we would put all the leftover, like, wicks. Well, if you light, like, a fuse for a firework and it's not connected to a firework, we wanted to see how fast it was going to burn. But if it's not connected to a firework, it just jumps around.
Right.
And we lit it in an apartment in a back bedroom where, like, my parents were living, because I was a child. And it jumped out. It basically jumped from Frisbee to Frisbee and lit every single Frisbee's contents on fire.
Okay.
And my buddy that's, like, helping me be a dumbass jumps on top of the table and puts his hand over this, like, apartment building wide smoke detector, which didn't help. And, it, like, the apartment's, like, the parking lot's full of people, fucking smoke, and it was bad. It was bad. Hey, John Candy. Give me a second.
We need a hero.
This.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do your thing. use your star power to help her.
Yeah, and all these dudes are so positive because they probably all got naggy-ass wives and fucking kids, and all their families fucking hate Polka. And so all these dudes just get to leave the ladies at home and go on the road together and play in their, like, shitty band. They are all having the time of their lives. They don't care if they got to go out of their way for this old lady.
What do you think Polka groupie pussy tastes like?
I would like to say regret, first off.
For who?
Both, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What the fuck is Sheboygan? Oh, yeah, okay, Wisconsin.
That sounds about right. Mm-hmm. He doesn't need to, he doesn't want to know any more details. Like,
yeah.
Say that now.
Yeah, he's probably thinking in the back of his mind, you know, I'm playing this nice thing, but this is how some pornos start.
Yeah, right.
Jimmy, get your flugelhorn.
We've got eight guys. Get in a line, folks. Get in a line.
Joe Pesci, what is with the wool? It's like he's got four whole sheep. On his body. Oh, well, that's interesting. Need a small tree? Don't get a small tree. Fucking cut a big tree in half.
Fuck up a big tree. Now nobody can have that big tree.
What is that, a tree for his treehouse? What the fuck? What do you... It feels like the tree that was outside that he was legitimately carrying was smaller than this bigger tree.
Yeah. This seems like the kind of house, like, it's so big that they would have the rest of that tree on their ground floor that hits the roof, you know, hits the ceiling, but the tree is too big, so then you cut off the top of the tree and put it on the next floor up, so it looks like it goes through your fucking floor.
So it's just penetrating?
Yeah.
Oh my god. He said it. He said it.
That's the name of this. Hey, that's what we're watching.
Yeah. Thanks, Peter.
Who's Peter?
Griffin. Never mind.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure the only reason that I always get excited when they say the title is because that
from, Family Guy.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Ah, he said it.
Well, they're more scared of robbers, dipshit. Maybe if you just played that card.
Yeah, they don't have guns in this one, do they? He finds a gun in the next one, remember?
Yeah.
And didn't try bringing a gun to this whole thing. It's a kid.
Yeah, how does kid... Okay, he's grabbing Butch or Biff or Buck or...
Buzz.
Buzz. He's grabbing Buzz's BB gun for shit. Why does his dad not have a real gun? Oh, yeah, blowing my spit valve. Touch it. Put my spit valve in your mouth. Just come on. Okay, never mind. I'll put my spit valve back in my mouth. Watch me do it. For those of you that did not catch that, Dave is going to go pee. What up, girl? Six shoes. Uh-huh. I got you, little nigga.
We talked about this last time as well. This feels like this guy playing Santa should be a bigger name, kind of cameoing, just because he's hidden behind that thing. Like the Santa in Jingle All the Way is like Jim Belushi, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I want this to be like a big name actor at the time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like him. Like, we swear it was, but we looked it up and he's done like fuck all since the movie.
Yeah. I'll just give the kid a cigarette, bro. Clearly you've got some.
You know what? If I learned anything this year, that tells me that Santa's about to move on this kid like a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because when you're Santa, you can do what you want. They let you get away with it.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. As long as you're willing to take some pee to the thigh. And get away with rape, apparently. Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's not rape. It's what? Molestation? No, isn't that man still fighting a rape charge, or did he pay that girl off? Is that still happening?
Probably.
I don't know what to believe anymore. No. I just believe it. I know that it's bad.
Yeah.
Regardless of what it is, I just know it's bad. He'll probably pay everybody off.
Yeah.
Just like the last one. That's a death stare.
I want someone to look outside the window just like, honey, do we know this kid?
That kid's going to bring a weapon to school.
Yeah, it's like, he looks like he's going to shoot up a church.
Yeah. He's just pacing back and forth, occasionally standing in the nativity.
You can do this, Kevin. You said you were going to do it. Don't back down. Don't back down.
Yeah.
This is Christmas Eve, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kevin, just go home, grab your gun, mount the camel right here in this nativity. Just wait it out.
So this is not a popular service.
Bro, it's Catholicism. It's not a really that popular. I mean, I get, no, it's huge. It is like a plague that has went across every continent in the world. I get that. But like, realistically, the numbers are down, man. This was just foreshadowing. Once again, another reason it makes this movie timeless.
Okay.
This cathedral's scary as shit.
Mm.
Especially for a child.
Like, to take away this choir music and just put some sinister overtones going on there as he's walking through, like, you've got the setup for a horror movie right there.
Mm-hmm.
Just those long panning shots.
Oh, yeah.
And there's the creepy guy from the street. Oh, God. He's looking to see if anyone's watching him. No, no one's gonna... Oh, God, he's coming this way. He's coming this way. God, if you're there, stop him.
What?
The fuck? We've got to capture this image right here. Meme that. Just, the fuck?
You mean you have clean water and you shit in it? Yeah, that little Kevin McAllister face is going to be the next African kid meme.
Right.
Well, okay, aside from the mummy part, I definitely kill people. I've been watching. Peace, I'll see you around. You won't see me, but I'll definitely see you. Yeah, bro. You are kind of a pain lately.
This shit looks disgusting. You're not gonna, like, double shot, like, almost overflowing this time, right? Because that happened licking.
I don't make the glasses.
Yeah, I know, but you definitely do that. It's not overflowing. I always give 110%. No, it's not.
If God didn't want us to drink this much Kahlua, he wouldn't have made shot glasses this
You're
big.
Pouring it like it's a big-ass shot of Jaeger, and it is not Jaeger.
Got enough for another one there. You know, Carl, this is like, what, the 16th, 17th time we've done this? You would think by now you would know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
You know we take two
shots. But occasionally, when we when I come over here, you're like, hey, here's some bitch liquor that is amazing, and we're not even going to know that we're, like, wasted until it's too late, and then we're in for a fantastic evening.
You won't know you're drunk until it's in you.
Wait. I don't know what I signed on for.
Also, part of Advent Mini Bar is that we need to take a photo, so this is going to get really... I mean, you can still hold your microphone. I'm gonna have to get creative here. Oh, man. So, Kahlua, rum, and coffee liqueur. It is... What's the percentage? Oh, it's only 20%.
Mm-hmm.
This is nothing.
Oh, yeah, bro. It's less the alcohol taste that...
The coffee taste and shit?
Yeah. I'm less excited about this fucking alcoholic espresso acid than I am about the fact that it has rum in it.
Do you know what you need to do? Get over it.
Pour it in my, white Russian.
So if you take a gulp of your white Russian first and then just mix it in your mouth.
Who are you?
See? That sounds like a terrible fucking idea. Taking a shot of just straight Kahlua doesn't sound so bad anymore, does it?
Oh, just mix all your food together. It's all going to the same place. Are you one of those people?
Apparently. Alright, here's my favorite music. Alright, mic down for me.
Dave just called me out.
Where's the... Oh.
Where's your shot? There we go. Okay, go. I love this music, man. Yeah, it's just such a rousing... it's like... It's the montage song from Team America, you know? What's wrong with half of your shot? You're washing it down with a white Russian. Cheers, sir.
Cheers. Oh, no. Okay. I thought you were pouring your shot into my shot. I was going to be mad. It's a mistake. Do you taste that regret? Do you taste that failure? Are you rethinking every shitty decision you've ever made in your life?
Oh, wow. Actually, you know what? No, that's really good. But that is the first time that I've had that kind of gag reflex taking a shot, actually, while recording these. That one, I was kind of thinking it might come up again immediately. But no, it's fucking good, man. What's your problem?
I like coffee. I like White Russians. I like mudslides. I really do not like Kahlua by itself. Also, I don't like scrambled eggs, but I like things that require me to cook with eggs. So I don't understand. I also don't believe in God, but maybe there's ghosts. Definitely, maybe, probably aliens. Definitely aliens. Likely aliens.
Well, we're just covering a whole gambit of subjects here, aren't
we? Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. And macaroni. Who the fuck makes microwave macaroni?
Who makes microwave macaroni 10 minutes before you know you're going to be halting down
yeah.
an assault on your fortress?
Yeah. Like, I get you just hauled balls and set up your whole house and then had to microwave your food, but that extra time that you took setting the table and lighting those dumbass candles.
Yeah, bet you would have liked to actually eat some of your fucking food with that time.
Yeah. Ain't nobody need that centerpiece and these angels.
Unless it starts spitting grenades when somebody walks past, it's not going to help you.
Yeah.
Sucks to be you.
Now there's more doors into your house than just that. How do you know they were going there first?
Yeah. That's a good point. Although that does seem to be the door they always kind of head to.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, then he goes to the front one and he gets his hand all fucked up.
Mm. So unconvincing.
Have you ever shot anybody with a BB gun?
No. I've shot BB guns, but I don't think I've ever hit somebody with it.
Yo.
Oh, wait, no, I'm thinking of airsoft. I'm sorry.
If you hit somebody with a BB gun,
yeah.
If it goes under their skin, it goes under their skin, and their skin folds on top of it.
And you can't get it out
again. Yeah. I would love to just see blood.
Yeah. His head explodes like the guy in The Frighteners or something.
You know, what kind of BBs is he rocking?
Yeah. Like power up. And let's, instead of the kind of the Looney Tunes sound effects, let's hear some bones crunching and shit when he...
Yeah. And then, like, Photoshop in, like, an ever-expanding pool of blood.
Yes. Bloodstream behind him.
Yeah.
Man, I want to see this version of the movie now. I want to see the Zack Snyder version.
Yeah.
Home Alone.
And would they be... And I get, like, as the movie goes on, like, as these dudes go through this horror show, they like get progressively more and more fucked up.
Yeah,
but they're not as fucked up as you would like them to be.
Yeah,
you know, like I want to see Marv trying to navigate up those nail steps when he's got a broken back.
Uh-huh.
Oof.
Blood hit the lens of the camera there.
Yeah. And that doesn't even... Look at that. What is he standing on? What he was just standing on to slip around and shit. Mm-hmm. It totally, like, it was super shiny. It looked like it was a square of acrylic with, like, fake snow on it.
You don't think.
Yeah, right?
What?
I don't know. These stunt guys... are, like, so clowny and physical comedy.
Uh-huh. Forgive me while I just upload the picture to the old Instagram.
The odd.
For cataloging. Actually, you're on Instagram. Let me tag you. What's your Instagram? Clown B.
Clown B.
At Clown B. Perfect. Spread the word at the Advent Mini Bar.
There's way too much shots of me naked or my dick on my Instagram. I realized that recently. Like, I was looking, I'm like, what's the subject matter of, like, all my photos, you know? And I'm like, there's way too much of, like,
mine's
specific
all
types.
Alcohol, because I only really use Instagram in December.
Mm-hmm.
And yours is just your dick and your ass. Yeah, no, basically. Your ass hiding what your dick is doing.
Yeah, my dick, my ass, or coffee cups. That's...
You know what I'd like to see there is I'd like to see the skin of his hand fucking sticking to the thing and it ripping away like you seen Walking Dead last episode.
Yeah, bro.
With the eye into the face.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, this is kind of disgusting, but after Pearl Harbor, when they were going around the harbor trying to fish dudes out of the water,
mm-hmm.
There'd be like dudes floating like in the harbor, and uh-huh. they'd grab them by their arm and go to pull the body out of the water, and when they'd grab their arm, it would deglove all the skin because the bodies went through such severe burning.
It's right.
So, like, you grab the dude's forearm, and now you're holding on to the glove of his, like, appendage.
Ugh.
Yeah. It's fucking disgusting, right? Way to ruin the mood.
What was your favorite moment, by the way? Because we did just get the nail through the foot.
I guess I'll take the burn.
Oh, okay. So right now.
Yeah.
All right. Let's pour another one out. Is that what you look like? And then you ran away from help like this.
Honestly, it happened 6 years ago. It's 6.5 years ago, and... the party that it was at, a bunch of the people that, like, I had went to high school with went to.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, everybody's, like, in their early 20s now. They're all, like, adulting. So it was a good crowd to, like, fuck yourself up in front of. But because I knew everybody, I continued to have to deal with everybody until now. And until very recent, like, I just killed the last person calling me Ghost Rider.
I was going to make a Ghost Rider joke earlier, but...
Yeah. I don't mean, like, I murdered him, but I finally, like, killed the habit because right. So many people called me Ghost Rider for years.
Now they call you what, like, Dick and Balls or something?
No, they've gotten rid of the degrading... I've done enough nice things in time since that now that is not the main thing that you remember.
It's not the thing you remembered for, right?
Yeah.
All right, sir, cheers. This came around quickly again, didn't it?
Yeah.
Oh. Second one is a little tougher to swallow.
That was unfun. Unfun. Disgusting.
Look to the left, look to the right. It's all clear.
I'm a fucking retard. Oh my god.
You know what? As a skit, I'd like to see, you know, that whole fucking look left, look right, look left again. Like before you cross the street, someone does that. They take a step off and they fall down a manhole or something.
Oh god. That's really funny, actually. I need to make that happen. That's right. Hysterical. And he was just walking all over those ornaments. And yeah. We talked about how much that sucks.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, fulfilling the contract, I'm supposed to actually do that.
Walk over the glass?
Yeah,
oh,
but
are you doing
over
Christmas
ornaments? Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm not looking forward at all.
And you do a lot of walking on beer bottle glass, which is very thick.
Yeah.
And the Christmas ornaments glass is obviously very, very fine.
Bro,
so
I'm going to lose a toe.
Oh.
Oh, God, he should be dead. Oh, but wait a second. Those paint cans are heavy as shit.
Mm-hmm.
How did little-ass Kevin McAllister just lift up both of those?
I mean, they're not crazy heavy.
He's a child.
Yeah, that's true.
And he's been doing shit. He's got to be tired.
I want to say he kind of carb-loaded, but he didn't even eat any of his macaroni.
So. Yeah. Yeah. See, all the pictures in that staircase of those kids.
This is a call you should have made about 10 minutes ago.
This is a call you should have fucking made on day two.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so this is his plan. He leads him to Murphy's house. He's leading them to their place, and he's pretending to be Murphy. So, one, identity fraud. Two, did he fucking tell Murphy that he was going to be doing this shit?
Yeah, did he okay him?
Yeah.
Like, when I put people down as, like, a reference.
Give him a heads up, bro, yeah. Just so you know, someone might be calling.
Yeah. Because I don't want you just answering thinking it's, like, a prank call. Oh, I know that fool. Best scream of the 90s.
You know what I'd like to see is taking his scream in this scene and putting it into people screaming, like classic scenes of people screaming in other movies, like Psycho or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, I don't know, any scene. Nicolas Cage in The Wicker Man. You know, just take this girly.
I would watch the entire Scream franchise if you could replace that every was his murder scream. Scene. Yeah. Yeah,
that was the scream.
Yeah. Who made this busted ass zipline hand over this kid? Oh.
You mean like prop department wise?
Yeah, it looks like he's just doing it with handlebars.
He is.
Because that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Oh, careful, spider. Don't trip on the marbles.
Man, I'd like to see that. Spider runs away. It's like, whoop, 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 whoop.
Spider's got to be wearing skates. That's not Kevin.
Yeah, I want to say his upper body kind of filled out there a little bit.
Yeah.
Splat. He should be dead.
Yeah. Kevin, just stay there. Cut the rope. Fucking stay there. You're up, but whatever.
Yeah.
That's semantics.
You're a kid. What do you know?
Well, apparently how to build murder contraptions in your house. Who the fuck taught him that? Who taught... get this kid an engineering degree, because I don't know what his dad does.
Yeah. And this little kid grew up to be Bam Margera.
Yeah.
Just terrorizing his parents.
Or the Jigsaw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Jigsaw actually takes it out on people who deserve it.
Yeah, but maybe...
I guess they deserve it as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. He probably fucks up. Like, he must be the worst on April 1st.
Yeah, fuck it. Let the new Home Alone movie, let it be Macaulay Culkin as Kevin McAllister, but let them spin the movie trying to get away from him.
Mm-hmm.
Bro.
Like, he traps them in a house.
Yo.
You know, it'd be even more sinister. They should have just fallen to the floor at this point. They were so far away. You know, it'd be really sinister. You know, there's really terrible cardboard cutout masks of celebrities you can get.
Uh-huh.
That movie, like home invasion kind of movie, but the killer, or you know, the antagonist is just the guy wearing a Macaulay Culkin mask, just like expressionless. You know, dark eyes, can't tell what they're, and just they try and escape. They're climbing across the zip line there, climbing across the rope, and then just lightning striking and illuminating the face of this tall guy just holding shears by the rope with a Macaulay Culkin cardboard mask on. They're like, go back, just way more intense and visceral.
I once read a creepypasta about a talk boy from Home Alone 2,
right,
that would just, you know how when like batteries started to die, how the playbook would be, the playback would, you could understand it.
But it would be super
slow. It'd be like demonic low.
Yeah.
And the talk boy would just
talk at night. Bro, frightening.
I'm under your bed.
Yeah. Your children are delicious.
He's a little upset by what they're going to do to him. It's like, bro, you did this right back to them.
Yeah. And then he turns around and he's like, oh, what, an adult? Now, what would they have done if Kevin McAllister wasn't a child? What if it was a single adult and they were still... Would they still try and get into the house?
I don't know. I don't think... Probably not. Although, you know, that guy was saying back, he didn't go anywhere, and apparently they broke into his house because all the taps were running and the things are flooded. So I guess the fact that an adult lives there isn't enough to deter them.
Man.
But maybe, you know, actually kind of, you know, they saw their face and everything. That might be enough to put them off.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, fuck it, it's a kid.
Yeah, I'll murder the fuck out of kids. What is it, Tuesday? Yeah, it's fucking Tuesday.
That's S-O-G-G.
I like how he's rocking his beanie like a bandana.
Mm-hmm. It's not his choice, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Just half the beanie's gone.
What a good cosplay, though. Mm. Have, like, the shorter, chunky dude wear a beanie like a meatloaf.
Yeah.
Like, fucking bandana, and then just have a tall dude walk around covered in feathers. Just call John. John, you can phone it in.
John could totally do that, yeah.
Nobody's going to see you.
Outfit. And then at a fucking convention and shit, you just walk around with the duct tape on your gloves and just dip your hands into all the vendors' like buckets.
Yo,
and shit.
Could you just cower all day and then bring Dave dressed exactly like this as Kevin McAllister and just have?
Because I'm the shortest one.
I was talking
little Dave.
Yeah, I was talking
little Dave,
midget
right.
Dave.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, bro. He would rock that, and it'd just be so funny to see two adults cowering from a little
person.
Yeah,
can you picture Dave, though, shouting, like, I'm down here, you big horse's ass?
Yes, and it's hysterical in my head.
Do you think everybody would get the reference?
I think so.
Would you need him to walk around with his hands on his face the whole time?
I think the dude covered in feathers
that
would give it away, yeah. All he's got to do is... Dave would just have to be like a pull-string Woody. He would just have to have like six Home
six
Alone
catchphrases just rocking on the soundboard on his phone.
Keep the change,
just
fill the animal.
I made my family disappear.
Yeah, are you thirsty for more?
And that's a really cool idea for a beanie, actually, is a beanie that has like a bald cap sewn into it.
Yeah, bro.
That you could rock, so it makes it look like the whole top of your head has been burned off.
Yeah, with that one little stray feather.
Yeah, that has to be on Etsy.
Fuck yeah, it does.
Yeah.
How is that not a swim cap? I could think of a lot of reasons why that's not a swim cap.
but none of them are good enough.
Yeah, none of them are good enough.
Honestly, all those reasons, you know what I say to them? So?
Yeah, yeah. Until I can get my Chia Pet Groot. I don't know what the world's coming to. And you're sleeping in your parents' bed.
That's where Whoopi happens.
Yeah, that's where they made you, bro. That's definitely where they were. Yeah, that's definitely where they made you.
Because he's one of the younger ones, and at that point they were like, fuck, we're going to need a bigger house.
It could very well be where Frank made Fuller, too. You never fucking know. Frank's an asshole.
Frank just goes on vacation.
Yeah.
Just fucks in his brother-in-law's
hey,
bed.
Hey, I'm going to watch your house for a day, but we're still here. Doesn't matter. It's 40
Don't
bucks.
Don't go in the bedroom.
Yeah, go get a nice steak dinner. God.
He does seem like that kind of asshole.
Catherine O'Hara is going to come back and scotch guard the whole house.
Oh, dear.
Frank's a fucking ass.
Man. That's the takeaway from this movie, isn't it? Fuck Frank.
Look what you did, you little jerk. Those are some really fucking harsh words to say over some spilt milk. Literally spilt milk. Like, it's so fucked up.
No use calling somebody a little jerk over spilt milk. That's how the catchphrase goes, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He decorated.
Look at all the good he did. And he only decorated for their family as well. There's only 7 of those stockings. He's like, fuck Frank. He knows.
Yeah, bro. Frank can take all of his little fucking cum shots and get the fuck out of my house. What the fuck is this bitch doing here? He's like, God damn it, it didn't work. Motherfucker. I was adulting. See, he's not smiling because he wants to see her. He's smiling because now he gets somebody to tell this kick-ass story to.
Yeah, right. Nobody was going to know until.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he tells the story? Because if I told that story, I don't think I'd ever be left alone again. Like, I'd be tethered to my parents at that point.
Yeah, but also,
you sell that story.
Yeah, right? You sent two dudes to prison for at least as long as it took before the second one came out.
Yeah.
So, like, my parents wouldn't tether me. My parents, fuck getting a gun or a dog. They're just going to leave you. We'll just get him a crate. We'll sit him by the front door.
Not for lack of trying. He set fireworks off in the kitchen.
Yeah, and there was not enough smoke.
Mm. God, what a condescending prick. It's like, how much money did you cost me with all those connections on Christmas Eve of all times?
It's cool, honey. I didn't cost you anything. I just got banged by 8 middle-aged dudes to play polka. It was the rules of the road.
I just had to have 8 polka players in me and a couple of their instruments.
It's cool, honey. I was just poking with some polka players. Right? That's what happens.
Just hung around.
Yeah.
Cool story, bro. And everyone fucking ghosts out of the house. Sorry, did you not spend the last, like, did you not spend your whole Paris vacation fighting to find your way back to this kid?
Yeah, and hey, Biff, go upstairs, check your room.
I got a feeling.
I got a feeling you'll dig it. I expected him to, like, put it into his mouth and see if it came from him.
Yeah, right.
That dumb, puzzled look he had.
He did seem fucking out of it.
Oh, there you go.
Here's our heartfelt resolution for our the red herring bad guy in the movie.
Now, okay, did both those dudes just stay knocked the fuck out until the cops got there, or... When they both just kind of came to, was he standing above them with the blade of the shovel aimed at their necks like they were snakes? And he was just like, move and I'll kill you. Like, there's a lot of
scenes.
There's
an untold story here, yeah.
Yeah. Just imagine this movie from that dude's point of view.
Oh, man. He has a much cooler... Like, this is... kind of looks like the guy from that movie, Don't Breathe.
Yeah. Yeah.
He has a way cooler story to tell to his family.
For reals, though, he's probably just like the grumpy old dude in Up. And it'd be like if that little like Boy Scout never fucked with you and just kept doing weird shit in the front. Well, that was fun.
That was fun. I liked watching that for a third time. But
yeah.
I mean... How do we sum up this movie in an original way again?
Well, it is one of the American standby Christmas movies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we grew up with this shit, bro. Mm-hmm. This was on cable every year growing up as a kid. You wanted to be Kevin McAllister. Number two happened, and you wanted a fucking talk boy, and then you realized how shitty they were.
Yeah. Number two was the cash grab. There's nothing they could really sell from this one except the video game. You play the video game, right?
Oh, yeah.
Where you run around the town setting traps and shit.
Yeah, you just do shit.
Yeah.
Because, sure.
Like, what are the souvenirs from this movie going to be? Paint cans and micro machines.
yeah. And fractures. Lots and lots of bone fractures and sprains. The shovel. Could have sold the fuck out of that shovel. The signature, like, Home Alone shovel.
That's who you could have as your other guy walking around at the con. Just have a guy carrying that shovel just, like, always 10 paces back.
And a can full of mummies. Or salt or whatever the fuck he's got. I don't know
where
you're
getting mummies from.
Because that's what they said.
Oh, okay.
They said mummies in the salt.
Oh, you want the guy to have like a can and he opens up and his mummified fetuses in there. And he's like, it's all true.
Yeah, what if it is like, all true?
On Solo and Force, he's like, it's true. All of it.
Yeah, what if it is all true and he just decided,
we
you
just
know,
conveniently
this Kevin
never saw that side of the man. We just saw the side that wanted to help out the young kid. We didn't see the side that's going to go and kill that little girl.
What if
girl.
He likes murdering the fuck out of kids, just not when they live next door? You're going to be nice to like the kids on your block.
He sees this kid and he's like, man, this kid is going to get pretty high profile pretty soon. Like, he's just sent two guys to prison. If he ever tells his story, they're going to know he disappeared.
I got to get on his side, then he's not going to blow up my spot.
Yeah.
That's had to be what happened.
At least he can help me reconcile with my young daughter. Who nobody will miss.
Yeah, probably not. Well, yeah, I enjoyed it. Didn't you enjoy it?
I had a great time, man. Yeah, I love this film. It's a great kind of start for the Christmas season, even though we have watched this a lot in the last year.
Chicago.
Uh-huh. I see it there. I don't know what we got. We have to dig through and find some good Christmas movies to watch because I want to try and get a few more done while the season, while the spirit of the season is still in us.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. What do you think? Do you have a preference for what you want to do for the next one?
Scrooged, Die Hard. Mm-hmm.
Kind of want to do Muppet's Christmas Carol as
Yeah, and the Santa Claus.
Yeah.
I want to do the Santa Claus.
All right.
All because of that one elf that's way too old to be an elf.
Right.
The adult elf.
Mm-hmm.
The one that's like talking him through shit.
Mm-hmm.
The one that's super Italian. No, not Italian. Jewish.
Okay. Are you thinking of Elf?
No.
Oh, wait. No. David Krumholtz from Adam's Family Values. Was he in Santa Claus or Elf?
Santa Claus.
Okay. That's
yeah, he was
of.
The elf in Santa Claus.
Perfect. That's what we're thinking of. All right. Well, we got plenty of options. That's good, which means we just need to find time for you to come back over. And gets in the Christmas spirit again. Thank you for joining us. Join us next time for another Big Gay Date. Until then, my name is Dave.
My name's Carl.
Thank you, and happy holidays.